Does your husband look at you like he used to? Do you want more attention from him? Do you want to feel irresistible again? It's time to take charge of your romance. Welcome to the Married with Romance Show. Your host is Emily Ann Weber. You can make your love life more exciting and bring back that sparkle in his eye like it used to be. Now, here is your host, Emily Ann Weber.
Hello, hello. Hey there, I'm Emily Ann Weber, and welcome to the very first Married with Romance show. I'm so excited to be here. Yay! And I'm here with my engineer, Michael, who is going to hold my hand and hopefully keep me out of trouble for this hour. Well, we'll see about that, but thank you, Michael. I wanted to take just a minute to say thank you all so much for being here. You could have been anywhere else to spend your hour today, and you chose to be here with me, and I really appreciate it. And we're going to have fun, and hopefully you're going to have something that you can take away from this show that's going to help you get the romance back. You know that romance that you remember and that you miss? And it's Valentine's Day, and it's the day of love and romance. So I'm going to give you some things that hopefully you can use. So a little bit about me before we begin, and I promise to keep it short so we can get to the good stuff. I'm a North Carolina girl, transplanted to Washington a few years ago. Excuse me. And that's why you'll hear the accent that doesn't quite match the state. But back when I was first married, long time ago, back in the 70s, when I got married, all I ever wanted was to be cherished and treated like I was special. See, I grew up watching my mom and daddy and their marriage. And they were so close and they were connected. And they just were always seemed like they were so much in love with each other. And I watched my mama be very respectful of my daddy. And I watched my daddy absolutely cherish and adore my mama. So I thought that everybody had that kind of relationship. Why wouldn't I? That's all I had ever seen. And when I got married the first time, that's what I wanted. Now, in my first marriage, I didn't especially feel cherished, and I didn't feel like I was special or treated tenderly or like I was something valuable. I didn't feel like I was really precious to my husband, and it hurt. But I know now what my biggest mistake was in that marriage. I didn't especially cherish myself. I didn't treat myself like I was valuable and like I was worth being cherished. So how could my husband cherish me? And I not only didn't cherish myself, I gave myself away, trying to be who and what he needed and wanted first without much thought as to what I needed and wanted. And soon I kind of became like a Stepford wife, like I was on automatic pilot and I wasn't really living. And I also had to be perfect because I didn't know that to be cherished, you have to cherish yourself first. I didn't know that you have to live your light. So years later, I left the marriage and I began studying romance and love and marriage and passion. And I devoured everything I could put my hands on about it. And I read every romance novel I could find because I wanted that. I wanted what they had in the romance novel so badly. And years on down the road, I left my first marriage. And I found out, and I decided, and it was pretty much a choice, that I was worth being cherished, and I deserved a romance daggone it, and that I deserved being adored. Don't we all want that? Don't y'all want that? Doesn't it feel good to just want to be cherished and know that your husband cherishes you? And it made all the difference when I realized that. And then I attracted a man into my life who now gives me everything I wanted. He cherishes me. He adores me. He puts me on a pedestal. And he treats me like I am special and like I'm valuable. And more than anything, and I think this is so important in marriages where you want to have fun and you want to have romance and you want to have passion. And it's fun. It's the fun factor. And his name is Charlie, but my pet name for him is C. Edwards. So you'll hear me talk about him a lot because I have to tell y'all, this man has got it. But now I want to share with you what I know about romance and passion and relationships and things to try and things I've tried that didn't work at all, and let you know that I am like three steps ahead of you. I still make mistakes. I still practice. I think romance is something you have to practice, and I don't want to say working at, because that just sort of has a negative connotation, but have fun with it, practicing. I have learned that I don't have to be perfect with it. I can mess up, which I do regularly. You can ask my husband. And I don't have to know everything. I can accept my husband for being very imperfect too. Oh, that sounds funny. I use myself as not being perfect and him very imperfect. We're both very imperfect. But there's some days I just mess it all up. We're all human, and I'm just a human. I'm just a normal person too. But one of the things I want you to hear me say, not in just this class and this, not class, on this show, is that you get to be human too. You get to mess up. But for wives, for the wives listening, I want to share with you today that you are the keepers of romance. How many times do we sit back and say, I wish my husband would do this. I wish my husband would do that. That's the number one question I get. How do I get my husband to be more romantic? I think the question probably should be, how do I get my husband to want to be more romantic? Because y'all know you can't get anybody to do anything that they don't want to do. Now, I do believe this. When you have more romance and passion in your marriage, it changes every relationship of your life. I want to share ways with you to how to re-attract your husband. Because you've done it once. Because I want him to look at you like he used to. Remember how he used to look at you and your toes would curl up? I want to share with you how to use your softer nature, not necessarily girly, that just happens to be me, but the softer femininity and your charming nature that attracted your husband to you in the first place. Because that's what let him know you were interested in him. And I promise you, he remembers it. There was something about you that was the opposite of him, that was softer, that was feminine, that was more charming. Because in romance, opposites attract. You're feminine and his masculine, and that's just the way it works. Men and your man, they don't want a masculine energy mate. They want a feminine energy mate. And I want to help you move your husbands to want to turn back to you and cherish you and be romantic and passionate again. But most of all, I want you to remember that you are worth being cherished. You're special. You're valuable. You're precious. You're worth being kind and gentle to yourself sometimes. You're a prize to be won. And I want it to be fun. And at my age, it is all about fun. Everything has to be fun. And I want you to hear me say this before I go any further. You are just as smart. Okay, let's be honest. Most times we know we're smarter than they are. But you're just as smart as he is. You're just as talented. You're just as capable. And I don't want you to think I'm saying otherwise. But, big but, you can choose to use your femininity to reattract him, like I said, and I kind of like the word reattract. And you can have more passion and romance in your marriage because often it is just about timing. It is about the way you present things to him. It's about your attitude and your tone of voice. And y'all, I am a Southern girl. I am all about presentation, and that includes the way you present your femininity to him. So choose to be feminine. choose to be the charming woman that you were when he met. Because sometimes we forget to do that because we get busy. We have all these children we got to raise, the dogs to take care of. We've got older parents that we have to take care of. We have responsibilities. But we can find the balance. I want you to find the balance. It's fun, but it is, it's necessary if you want the romance and the marriage back. So you can still be smart. You can still be forward thinking. You can still be capable, independent. That woman that you are now, you still can be the woman whose wants and needs are important. I don't want you to give yourself away like I did. And I promise you this, I will never, ever ask you to dumb down to your husband or be subservient. I have a daughter and two granddaughters. I would never want them to do that with a husband. But I'll ask you to be his compliment. So your style, whether it's sassy or smarty pants or nurturing or flirty, whatever your style is, we'll learn that there is a line that if you cross it, and you know that line, it crosses into disrespect. And when you are disrespectful to your husband, you're not going to have romance. You're not going to have passion. So think of your marriage like an infinity sign. Man has all his stuff on one side, and the woman has all her stuff on the other side. And that spot in the middle, that's the connection point. That's where you want to connect, and that's where all the romance, the passion, and the good stuff happen. And you want that infinity sign to flow. You want it to be easy. So take your differences and learn how to complement each other. Not compete, complement. I think when we women kind of own our strength, which is our femininity, it's real attractive to our husbands. And it's real irresistible to him. So that's what we're going to talk about in all of these shows, that and the fun things to do to bring the romance back. So I'm going to give you a secret weapon in the next segment that you can use to magically be irresistible and so that he'll cherish you. And there's going to be some fun homework. And now I'm getting ready to say something that I've always wanted to say. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be right back after the commercial break.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Get ahead in business and life. Read Getting It Done, 1,000 of the Best-Kept Secrets for Success in Business and Life by John Capozzi. Learn how John, a successful Connecticut businessman, obtained 13 corporate promotions in 13 years. This book makes a fantastic gift for anyone who wants to get ahead in business. Voice America will donate a portion of every copy sold to the USO. Visit GettingItDone.com and enter promo code VA1234 at checkout to get a 10% discount. That's GettingItDone.com, promo code VA1234 for a 10% discount today.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus Drug Discount Card, offered by Voice America. It is not insurance, and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies. But 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
You're listening to The Married with Romance Show with Emily Ann Weber. If you want to call into our show with a question or comment, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to emily@marriedwithromance.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome Welcome back. Now, the topic of the show today is the secret weapon to Valentine's Day romance and sizzle. And really, y'all, it's the secret weapon you can use forever, not just for Valentine's Day. And it goes right along with owning your femininity. That's the hardest word to say, femininity. But I have to tell you a little bit about who taught me this secret. This secret I learned from my mama. Now, my mama is a beautiful woman, and she is a true Southern Belle. In fact, when I think about her, I always call her the Southern Belle, and I even shorten it to TSB, the Southern Belle. And you'll hear me talk about her a lot because she's got some good old-fashioned wisdom that still works. She's 85, and she still uses these secrets. So my mama, even when she was a teenager, she always had men chasing after her. There are pictures of her when she was a teenager with a bunch of fellas sitting around, and each one of them was wanting mama to choose her to be their boyfriend. And, of course, she's just sitting there like she's not especially interested in any of them. My mama always seemed to know how to just effortlessly cast a spell on men. And darn if she still doesn't do it. Seriously, my sisters and I laugh about it. My mama knew, and she still knows, that men like to do the pursuing when it comes to a woman. She knew that a little chasing room is a turn-on for a man. And men might like it if you do it for a while, but later on, after a while, they really want to do the chasing. That comes from their caveman DNA, that conquering and pursuing and getting the goals, getting the woman. But if you give him a little chasing room, it'll make it irresistible to him. And it keeps him interested, and that was Mama's secret. But, well, in plain English, I'm sputtering, my mama's secret was she knew how to let a man give to her first, and then she received. And then she gave to him. So I'm going to say that again. My mama's Southern Belle secret to being irresistible was let a man give to her first, to receive, and then give to him. See, she not only knew that your man wants to give to you first, she knew that women, and I don't know a single woman that doesn't feel this way, when we give first, we tend to give often, and then we give too much. And it's too much time, too much energy, too much money, too much affection, too much attention. And we get worn slap out. And we get overwhelmed and get resentful. And it's hard to learn how to receive. We're not specially made to learn how to receive. We feel like we're the givers. But really, giving is a masculine energy. Receiving is a feminine energy. And when we women sit back and start receiving, it's going to turn our husbands around, and they're going to start giving more. Because, and now this is what can happen when you give too much and too often. You will start being the one that's doing all the planning, all the cleaning, all the picking out, all the picking up. You'll be buying presents for his mama. You'll be buying presents for his secretary. You'll be doing the date making. You'll be calling the restaurant for date night. You'll be calling him to check on him and see how he's doing or say hello rather than him calling you. And you are going to get overwhelmed and you're going to get resentful because then what's going to happen is we got all that going on and we're going to decide to do even more, like go clean out our closets. And not only that, if you keep doing all the giving, your husband's going to get complacent. He's going to let you do it. Because you're teaching him how to treat you. Remember, Dr. Phil says that you teach people how to treat you. And soon you'll be saying, I feel like I do everything around here. I feel like I don't have any romance. I don't feel like I have any passion. I feel like I'm just the maid. And then that's when the resentment sets in. And resentful women are not fun to be around. So how many of y'all are already saying that? I do everything around here. I've said it myself. And I also hear you saying, if I didn't do it, it wouldn't get done, right? Well, here's the truth. It won't all get done. It won't all get done. But you might feel so much better, it won't matter. Because you're going to feel closer to your husband who's giving you more. So, I'm going to give you the secret weapon. I gave you a secret weapon already, which is sit back, let him give to you first, receive it, and then give back to him. Now, later in the show, I'm going to give you a little something fun that doesn't cost a dime that's going to make you make his eyes light up and some fun homework, like I said. I wanted to give you an example of sitting back and receiving, and this is in my life with my husband, C. Edward and I. On Monday and Tuesday nights, that's his night to cook supper. And so, because I work really hard and we're really late on Monday and Tuesdays. So, I go down and he's cooking supper and I get my little glass of wine. And I sit there and I let him wait on me hand and foot. Now, I'm going to have to tell you more about that story because it's already time to take another break. So, we'll be right back after the break.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Boxing, like networking, is a contact sport. The more contacts and connections you make, the greater your success. If you're a business owner, sales agent, or job seeker, it's all about the connection. If you want help in your corner, pick up a copy of Knockout Networking today by speaker and author Michael Goldberg. Michael's book will absolutely help you generate more prospects, more referrals, and more business, or more job leads, or even more social connections. Knockout Networking will help you feel more confident speaking with people you don't know. Determine who your target market is, the best way to introduce yourself at business meetings, how to deliver an elevator pitch, follow-up, and how to generate more leads. Social media isn't always the answer, but Knockout Networking is. Visit KnockoutNetworking.com to pick up your copy of Michael Goldberg's book, Knockout Networking. Remember, nothing happens in business without a connection, so make the right connections. Visit KnockoutNetworking.com today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit MarchOfDimes.com.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You're listening to The Married with Romance Show with Emily Ann Weber. If you want to call into our show with a question or comment, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to emily@marriedwithromance.com. Now, back to the show.
It's me. I'm back. You're back with Emily Ann and the Married with Romance show. And I haven't quite gotten the rhythm of this yet, so I broke for a commercial too fast. So thank you, Michael, for taking care of me and holding my hand. So we were talking about sitting back and receiving, letting your husband give to you. And I was going to give you an example of what C. Edward and I do. Like I said, on Monday nights and Tuesday nights, it's his night to cook supper. And I sit down in my chair with my glass of wine and I read my magazine and I let him cook. Now, this it's not as easy as it sounds like it is to do, because I have the need to jump up and help him, say, oh, let's do it this way, or what if we have this for supper? And I have to bite my tongue a lot of times. And the way this all came about was, I said to him, let me tell you how I did not say it to him first. I didn't say, Charlie, I need you to cook supper for me on Mondays and Tuesday nights because you're half of this relationship and I'm tired and I'm hungry at the end of the day. What I said was, I told him how I felt. I said, see, Edward, honey, I said, I'm exhausted by the end of the day. I would love it if you would cook supper on Monday and Tuesday nights, or you just be in charge of supper. And I sat back and did it. Now, here's what the fun thing that happens. My husband loves to cook, but he doesn't necessarily love to have certain nights he has to cook. But because I sit back and I let him give to me, and I'm gracious about it, but I'm not only gracious about it, I brag on him. I'll say, I love a man that cooks, or I'll say, I just think it's hot to have a man that cooks. And he just, men love that attention. They love being bragged on. So he just cooks away, and he used to make a salad that was just like lettuce and tomatoes in there or something. And so now he just takes all this pleasure of putting this beautiful salad together to make me happy, to give to me, to wait on me. You have to, when you ask a man to give to you, you want to do it with the way, tell him how you feel about things. You want to adopt an attitude of being sensuous and sexy and worth being waited on, worth being given to. And you set the tone for the relationship, but you also want to receive in a pleasing manner. Be easy to be pleased. And you have to learn to say no. How often do you say no to your husband? That's like a boundary. That's a boundary for you too. When you start giving too much, say no and don't jump in to do things and help things. And be respectful. Be admiring to him and appreciative when he gives you things. And give him a chance to notice that you're doing things differently too. You know, need him to give to you. Need him to give to you. I had a text from obviously a friend, if it's a text, and she said, well, isn't that manipulation? Well, heck yeah, it's manipulation. But if you're getting what you want and need, and you feel connected to your husband, and he's getting what he wants and needs, and he feels connected to you, that is not a bad thing. So what if it's manipulation? And I don't know, if is manipulation always, does it always have a bad connotation? I don't know. But it is, but it's both if you're getting what you want. So if you let your man give to you, if you let your husband give to you, why is that important to do that? Why is that important to him to give to you? Well, men have a built-in need to make their women happy. Seriously. And every time I say that, I have women go, oh, really? Yes, men want to make their wives happy. And it makes them feel needed if you have the attitude of that you want to receive from him. It makes them feel like your hero. And giving is, like I said before, giving is the masculine energy. Receiving is the feminine energy, although that's not the way most of us learn to do it. And if you keep doing all the giving, you're going to start to feel like it's mama. And he won't look at you like he used to, like a sensuous woman. He'll look at you like his mama, which is not necessarily as a sensuous woman. And you're teaching him how to treat you. If you allow your husband to give to you, it allows you to respect him because he's taking care of you and your feelings. And a quick, easy way, and we'll give you the template for your husband that you can let your husband give to you is, I'm going to say that differently. I'm saying that wrong. Because I was going to give you part two of the secret that Mama gave me. The first part of the secret was let the man give to her first so she could receive and then give back to him. But the second part of the secret is don't give more to you than he gives to you. In fact, give less than he gives to you. Now, I can hear y'all out there going, oh my gosh, I bought my husband a big screen TV for Valentine's Day. But I want to give you a template for giving to your husband in a way that he'll love it, that you don't spend a dime. And it's to write him a love letter. And I created this template, so all you have to do is go in and fill in the blanks, and I've made it easy for you, and it's on my website. It's www.marriedwithromance.com/love letter, and love letter is one word. And it's just a way to kind of give to him in a way that's very sweet, very special, but it's not given more than he's given. And I'm going to give you some fun homework in the next segment that he's going to love. He's absolutely going to love to do that. Also, when you have more romance and passion in your marriage, I told you before that it changes everything. It changes every relationship of your life. And I really believe that that's such an important part. It is... You've got to, it not just only changes your relationship in your life, it changes the relationship you have with yourself. And like I learned, if I wasn't worthy to be cherished, if I wasn't worthy to be adored, how can my husband cherish me and adore me? So I have a question. I have a question. This is actually from a fella named Joe in Texas. He emailed me. And this says, and this is a common question I get from men. It says, how can I want my wife to have more sex, have sex more often? How can I get my wife to have sex more often? Well, and my answer to him was this. Take a whole week and make that week all about her. Take that week and talk about her. Make her first. Make everything she wants first. Make her feel like she's special. Listen to her feelings. Listen to her words. Don't make it about making love. Make it about just about a week about treating her like she's special. And make the connection more the issue more than the lovemaking. And see what happens after a week. You know, lovemaking is different from a man for a woman. Men want to make love to feel special. Women want to feel special to make love. So make it about making her special to feel loved. And bring her flowers. Do the dishes for her. Tell her she's beautiful every day. Do you fellas tell your wife she's beautiful every single day? She wants to hear that. And know that energy is romance too. So try to not think about it as a problem. Think about it as the way you want it to be. And the last 5 minutes before you go to sleep, and this is like a little exercise, you can just take and use for everything. The last 5 minutes before you go to sleep, think about how you want your relationship to be with her. Not just the sex part, think about your relationship part. And totally focus your thoughts on that and see what happens, because she's going to feel that. That's energy. She'll feel that. She'll feel that love. Thank you for your question. I really appreciate your question. And I really want to hear what you think about that. I also want to know if anybody out there has a... Sometimes Valentine's Day is hurtful. Does anybody have a Valentine's Day that is that kind of hurt? And what did you do about it? And also, do you worry about Valentine's Day? Do you worry that it's going to hurt? Sometimes I've had Valentine's Days that I worried that it was going to hurt. And I've had Valentine's Days that did hurt. And just want to hear what you think about it. But I just found this thing, too. I was thinking about for Joe from Texas. I've read this thing a few months ago, and this is what Brad Pitt wrote about his wife. Now, I'm not normally all into movie star stuff, but I thought, gosh, if all of our husbands treated us like this, we'd want to make love all the time. He said, my wife got sick. She was constantly nervous because of problems at work, personal life, and her failures and problems with children. She lost a lot of weight. She was constantly crying, and she was not a happy woman. She suffered from headaches, from heart pain, jammed nerves in her back and her ribs, and she didn't sleep well. Falling asleep only in the morning, and then she got tired very quickly during the day. Our relationship was on the verge of breakup. Her beauty was leaving her somewhere. She had bags under her eyes, and she was poking her head and stopped taking care of herself. She refused to work and rejected roles, and I lost hope, and I thought we'd get divorced. But then I decided to act on it, and this is what I loved reading, and this is what I want you to hear, Joe. I loved reading this. I decided to act on it. After all, I've got the most beautiful woman on earth. She's the idol of more than half men and half the women on the planet. And I was the one who was allowed to fall asleep next to her and to hug her shoulders. I began to pamper her with flowers, kisses, and compliments. I surprised her and pleased her every minute. I gave her lots of gifts and lived just for her. I spoke in public only about her. I incorporated all the themes in her direction. I praised her in front of her own, in front of our friends. You won't believe it, but she blossomed. She became even better than before. She gained weight. She was no longer nervous. And she loved me more than ever. I have no clue that she can love that much. And then I realized one thing. The woman is a reflection of her man. And then he says, if you love her to the point of madness, she will become it. I don't think he means that she will become madness. I think he means that she will become love. And a woman is... I think a reflection of herself, but I think when a woman has a man that loves her to the point of madness, it does reflect, and it reflects in every area of her life. And just think what you would be teaching our children. If we taught our children how to have these passionate romantic marriages, think of the kind of mates they would choose and they would pick. It would be, we could change the whole world by just changing marriage and changing the romance in it. One of the, I wrote an article not too long ago about the 7 habits. It's on selfgrowth.com. It's about the 7 habits of passionate married couples. And one of the habits is they touch each other often. You know, passionate married couples kind of walk by each other and give each other a little pat. They hug each other often. What's that thing about hugs? Let's see. 4 hugs a day for survival, 8 for maintenance, and 12 for growth. So passionate couples give good hugs to each other. You know, those kind of hugs that make you feel like you're home. And then there's, you know, this little touch on the arm or the light touch on the neck. But another habit of passionate married couples is they look each other in the eye and they smile. Passionate couples brag on each other's accomplishments. They're proud of each other. Don't you love it when your husband or your wife says, I'm so proud of my wife. She did this, especially in front of other people. Oh, I just love that. Passionate couples are curious about each other, and they're interested in each other's day. And here's one I say, and people will sometimes argue with me a little bit, but one of the habits of passionate couples is most times they go to bed together. Because you see, passionate couples, more often than not, when they go to bed at the same time together, it's such a sweet time to let go of the day and kind of rest in each other. And you can reconnect and touch and feel each other physically and emotionally. Because, you know, there's nothing like feeling skin. But bedtime is a ritual they do together. And it's a time to bond and give a last hug or a kiss for the day. Another habit of passionate married couples is they see beyond each other's warts. Passionate couples don't see each other as perfect. They see each other as perfectly imperfect. There's a book that I love. It's by Debbie Ford's sister, Arielle Ford, and it's called Wabi Sabi Love. And it's about how you just see this very imperfect person that you love, and everything about them is perfect, as imperfect they are. And I would highly suggest reading that book. It's a wonderful book. It's a short book. It won't take you long to read it. But that's the see beyond the warts part. They see all the flaws and imperfections, and they still think each other's great. And when you can do that, when you can see beyond the warts, you can give each other the benefit of the doubt. You can see each other's inner light and see their heart shine and their goodness. And you can see beyond, you know, the physical warts like too much booty or too much belly. And you can see beyond health issues. You can see beyond life events that bring extra stress. You can see inside the person and love the inside more than the outside. Another habit of passionate couples is to take care of each other's dreams. Passionate couples trust each other with their dreams. Because, you know, if you can trust your mate with your dream, you know, and you know it's safe, then you've got the freedom to go live your dream. And you can talk about it, and you can try things, and you can make mistakes. If you can trust your mate with your dream, you can mess up. You can know that they will never make fun of your dreams or dismiss your dreams. And they're happy for you with your dreams. And they're happy when your dreams come true. And another habit of a passionate couple is you have love rituals. Passionate couples have love rituals that belong only to them. Siedra and I, our love ritual every morning is we have a cup of coffee together in bed every morning before we start our day. And that means if I have to get up at 3 o'clock to go to the airport to get on a plane, he still gets up with me and we have a cup of coffee in bed together. And it's just the way we've decided to start our drink, to start our day. But it's also our ritual. Nobody else does that with us. That's ours. And I'd love to hear about what your rituals are, because I'm writing a book and I would love to put people's love rituals in it because they're sweet. And I think other people can learn from them too. So, also I wanted to say this about love rituals. Love rituals are selfish. They're just about you two, and you don't let anybody else in your ritual. Like if your ritual is at the end of the day, you, sit down with a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and you just share your day for 20 minutes or something. Even though it's hard sometimes, tell the kids, Mom and Daddy are having a little quiet time. We'll come play later. And, you know, put them in front of the TV with SpongeBob SquarePants or something. It won't kill them for 20 minutes to watch that stuff. And then take the time to have a little 20 minutes with your mate and reconnect, because you get busy. You get busy doing homework. You get busy doing housework, and you don't have that time. So, you know, being a passionate couple doesn't take a lot of work, but it really does take a heart full of desire to do that. And I want y'all to be passionate couples. I want y'all to look at each other like you used to and have your toes curl up. Here's another question I got. Do you think your method would work with gay couples? Well, honestly, I haven't ever worked with gay couples, but I don't know why not. I think it would, because the infinity sign, the feminine energy, the masculine energy, it's all energy. It doesn't matter if you're born a man or born a woman. It's all energy. So, yes, I really do think it would work. So, why not if it's all energy? So, is anybody brave enough to talk about getting your feelings hurt on Valentine's Day? See, I think if a man not necessarily your man, because I don't know that your man has listened, but I think if a man can hear how it hurts a woman, hear her feelings about how it hurts to not have a great Valentine's Day, I think that they'll do better, because I really do think men want to make their wives happy. And so if you're brave enough, call and tell me about your hurtful Valentine's Day. And don't forget to go get that template at www.marriedwithromance.com/love letter. And I'm going to do the very same thing for C. Edward. He asks me a lot of times. I do the very same things I ask you to do, I ask my clients to do. And he'll say, are you practicing on me? And I say, of course I am. Of course I am. And he'll say, oh, good, I like it. So it's a good thing. I'm going to go do it too. But I promise you, your husbands will like it. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to husbands just a little bit. Because we don't want to leave them out. I want to talk to them about Valentine's Day. So let's see. What time is it? 10 till. I might just go ahead and start. So here we go. Just for husbands. Here's your question. It's Valentine's Day, and I know you're probably going to go out, and you're going to get all dressed up, and your wife's going to get all dressed up. And if she gets on that cute little dress, and she says to you, honey, does this dress make my butt look big? How do you answer? I know you've had that question before. How do you answer? Do you say A? Well, yeah. Or do you say B? No comment. Or do you say C? Honey, that dress makes your butt look beautiful. What's your answer? Well, honestly, I hope it's C. Because if you say A, you're in trouble. If you say B, which is no comment, you're also in trouble, because that's the same thing as A. So answer is C. Honey, that dress makes your butt look beautiful. Because what she's really asking you is, do you still like the way I look? Do you still think I'm beautiful? Am I still desirable to you? She wants you to take care of her feelings a little bit. I do the same thing to C. Edward. He knows what I'm asking him, and he's good at it. He's on. He knows how to answer. And also, fellas, go all out this Valentine's Day. You know, some of y'all are all shy about this mushy-gushy stuff, and she really wants, your wife really wants you to show her she's special. And yes, it's the day for florists, and it's the day for Godiva chocolate. I used to act like Valentine's Day didn't matter, mostly because I got hurt and I was trying to protect myself. But the truth is, it does matter. It hurts the day after Valentine's Day when your wife goes to work and all the other women are talking about what their sweet husband did for them, and your life didn't get a whole lot done for her. You don't want to be like that, because women talk about this stuff. They compare this stuff, and you want to measure high. So go do something outrageous. Go do something fabulous for her. Give yourself permission on Valentine's Day, even though it might not be terribly comfortable. Go do it and spend more on her than she's going to spend on you. But you too, if you would write a love letter, that same template, go to www.marriedwithromance.com/love letter. I promise you, she would love it. I keep every love letter that C. Edward has ever written me, because I think they're precious, and I take about them, read them sometime, and I feel so loved, and I feel so special, and they're intimate. So go do it, and then you might be surprised what happens. Treat your wife like she's special. Ooh and ah over. You know, just do it today. But wives, don't forget. Let your husbands give more to you than you're going to give him. You might need to rethink that big screen TV that you bought. You know what I would do? I would take that big screen back and I'd spend that money on myself just because you're worth it. And even if he, we might need to talk about it like this, this just a minute. If he didn't give you a thing for Valentine's Day, what are you going to do? How are you going to act? Because it's not going to feel good. It's going to hurt. So what are you going to do? I think I would, after Valentine's Day, take a deep breath and tell him how you feel. Tell him how you feel. Tell him how you feel in a way that's truly how you feel, how it's coming from your heart. And let him feel your pain. Because that's he does want to make you happy. And if he feels your pain, that's what he's going to work. I think I must have messed up. Anyway, we've got just a few minutes left. And I did want to make sure that you got your fun homework. This is for wives. Your husbands, y'all don't need to be listening to this. This is your fun homework. I want you to get a cue card or a piece of paper, and I want you to write on it. Ooh, I have a better idea. Write it in lipstick on his mirror, bathroom mirror, and write this. Y'all got a piece of paper and a pencil. This is a coupon for a 5-minute, it's all about you, don't mess up my hair, don't mess up my makeup, love making session. Now I'm going to say that again. Write it on the mirror. This is a coupon for 1 5-minute, it's all about you, don't mess up my hair, don't mess up my makeup, love making session. Now, I don't need to tell y'all what that's all about, right? Y'all get it. Well, I promise you, he's going to love it. He's going to love it. So, fellas, your homework is tell your wife she's beautiful. Tell her every day she's beautiful. Tell her she's desirable. And that you love the way she looks. That you love the way her butt looks in that dress. There's a story I always share, and this is why I do what I do. The couple in the restaurant. There's a couple in the restaurant, and y'all have all seen them. They sit there, and they're either not talking at all, or they're talking about the weather, the kids, and y'all know you did not talk about weather and kids before when you first met, or they're listening to the conversation that C. Edward and I are having because we're kind of into each other. I don't want y'all to be that couple. My mission is for couple to turn back towards each other and look at each other like they used to, seriously. I seriously believe that if you have more romance and passion in marriage, it affects all your relationships. So, next week's show is about the number one thing women do to kill off romance with their husbands. And we do it most times without even meaning to. And I do have a new program coming up the end of March. It's not the end of March. It's the 1st of March. It's a 5-week program. And I'll tell you more about it next week. I'll give you more details next week. It's called The 5 Secrets to Feeling Irresistible and Keeping Your Husband Hot, Bothered, and Into You. And more about that next week. So if you have questions, you can email me at emily@marriedwithromance.com. I would love to hear from you. I would love to have your questions. I would love to hear about your Valentine's Day. I especially want to hear about how it goes with the homework. I want to hear what your husband's reaction was when he saw that on his mirror. So let me hear. Email me or call me next week. Now, if y'all don't call next week and talk to me, I'm going to have to start singing, and that's not anything we all want to do, I promise you. So give me a call next week and ask me questions. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for.
Thanks for listening this week. Emily Ann Weber will be back with some more tips and tricks to put the sizzle back in your love life on next week's edition of the Married with Romance Show. Be here next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Until then, why don't you try some of what you've heard with your man?
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.